Well, everybody left.
Well, except no. us. We're still here.
This week has felt long to me. I don't know about you guys.
It has. Oh, it has been very long.
Yeah. I feel like we're on day 12 of this week. And I don't know why it's felt so long, but I'm just so tired.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear this. I don't know why I'm even saying this.
During ordinary circumstances of it not being a long week, would you be worried about being so tired?
What?
He's saying, do you think you have COVID? He's saying, do you think you're so tired that you might have COVID?
I can't even follow along. Like, that's
that's how tired he is. Yeah.
When I asked a question, I thought I was saying something that I wasn't, and then I asked the same thing. So it may be me. I may be tired.
I understood what you were saying.
Okay.
I don't think I'm sick, if that's what you're asking, but I'm still not 100% sure
that you're not sick.
Well, that was the question. No, I don't think I'm sick. And usually this is about the time when I do get sick when the weather changes, but I'm good. I had sniffles like early last week, but I went to get tested just to make sure that it wasn't anything serious and that it was just, you know, the changing temperature, and that's what it was. So all good on that front.
Have you guys like been out like in public at all and experienced like people coughing and you're just like freak out because
crossing the street?
Yeah, like you just like they, people are allowed to cough. Like in this COVID world, it's just like if they do anything.
Try not to though, if you can. Like keep it in if you can.
The few times we've like, because my daughter's back in daycare, so like there's been a few times where I'm like, you know, we're all wearing masks, but we're just like, there are people around. We're not near people, but there are people that can hear us. And my, you know, she's a 3-year-old, so my daughter has no shame. She has no idea that there's a pandemic, so just she'll just start coughing like normal. Like she doesn't think she needs to not do it, and I will just be like, Chris, cover your mouth. Like I get so like insecure about it.
We've taken my dog for a walk, and like my wife will like sneeze or something, and I'll just like quickly look, and like all you can see is like the tops of my eyes because I have the mask on, but I just kind of like look over and I'm like nodding my head really quick, like no, don't do that, like no, please don't. Like I don't know if you guys ever hold in sneezes. I sometimes, not even now, but before, would like hold in sneezes, or you go to sneeze and like not only will I have my mouth closed, I'll like pinch my nose. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is that does inside of you, but I feel like my brain is going to explode when I do that. And I just have like a pain like that goes all the way up my nose, past my eyes, into my brain. And I'm like, I really need to stop that because I'm going to do something bad in there one day. But now when I go outside, if I have to sneeze, every time I do that. And then I have like the headache afterwards that comes with like holding in that sneeze and whatever it is that does to my body.
Oof. I go with the Allison technique of applesauce when I have to sneeze. It works.
How does that do?
It does not
work. It works for me. If you ever have to sneeze and you're trying to, like, if you feel it coming and you want to fight it off, just start saying the word applesauce over and over again. And whatever, like, applesauce, like, whatever you say, I think it's the PL part. Apple. You can, like, see my nose. It kind of apple. It kind of does something in your nose and it fights off of.
But yeah, why don't you just say apple?
I could just say pull. Say applesauce. It's fun.
Experts say while rare, it's possible to damage blood vessels in your eyes, nose, or eardrums when holding in a sneeze. The increased pressure caused by the sneeze being held in can cause blood vessels in the nasal passages to squeeze and burst. So
yeah, so maybe you should stop doing that. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's worse, the popped blood vessels under my eyes or the judgment of everyone around me.
I think the judgment of everyone around you would, dissipate after a while. But, not the blood that's going to come out of your nose.
They do. Well, no, it won't come out of your nose. But like, OK, so in high school, I was a pole vaulter in high school. And one of the drills that we had to do was they wanted us to build or to do upside down pushups. So like handstand pushups. Right. So you'd go up against a wall and you'd be doing pushups with your feet up against the wall, like in the air. And the point was to build like shoulder strength or whatever. So like when you're coming off the pole, you can push all your body weight off the pole with like one arm, whatever. So I would do that. But all the blood would rush to my head sometimes. And I would have a situation where I would go too hard and I'd have the popped blood vessels underneath my eyes. And it was like an opposite Joe Zagacki situation. Ooh. Where like you just see, like it almost looked like I had black eyes or like bruising under my eyes from like the pop blood vessels, because there was so much pressure when I was doing the push-ups upside down. And you know, I was like in the dumb, like athlete like mentality where it's like, this hurts, but I'm not going to quit. I'm just going to keep doing it. And then I'd look and I'm like, yeah, I probably shouldn't be doing this because of all the popped blood vessels I have underneath my eyelids.
Ooh,
that's never happened painful. To me before. Has it ever
got me rubbing my eyes over here?
Don't do it, Roy. COVID.
Oh, he's at his
house. Rubbing my eyes, man.
Just rubbing your face as I like touch my face as I say it. Hey, guys, Barry Jackson has put out a proposed trade that could land the Heat James Harden without giving up Tyler Hero. But it's just one of those trades that you make when like that you offer in fantasy when you just want to give up like seven crappy guys for one great guy. He says that if Houston somehow accepted Duncan Robinson, Kendrick Nunn, Precious, 2025 and 27 first pick, Iggy, Olynyk, and Okpala, then it could work. And it's just like, okay.
Well, I mean, I offered yesterday UD and culture.
Right.
So why aren't we talking about this? I made one of these trade deals.
I mean, it doesn't seem like UD and culture. I don't think those contracts match.
No, they do.
I'd rather have the culture than none Precious, Iggy, Olynyk, and Okpala. Like, you know, like who's I guess Duncan Robinson's the big piece in there.
I guess so.
It's not happening. I don't want James Harden. There, I said it. And the Chiefs are beating.
Oh,
the
Dolphins are
beating the Chiefs this week. That's it.
Oh, nice.
That was your hot take to begin the show. When before we started the show, you were like, hey, everybody, Dolphins are beating the Chiefs.
Why do you think the Dolphins are going to beat the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Because I've seen the Chiefs play like teams close. And I just honestly feel like the Dolphins are one of those teams that can beat anybody. And they're just going to play well. Like, I'm not saying they're better than the Chiefs. It's going to be one of those false positives, Bill. You know how you said there was false positives?
Yeah.
We're going to get another one this Sunday when the Dolphins beat the Chiefs, because it doesn't actually mean that they're better, but they're going to win a game.
So by doing what Mike likes to call the transitive property, right? We've got the Denver Broncos that beat the Dolphins, who faced the Chiefs and gave them a tough game.
Boom.
So what does that mean for the Dolphins?
Wait. It's not good for the Dolphins, right? No. I thought you were helping me there. I was like, good point, Tony.
It was not a
good point.
No,
it's not good point.
Helping you. No.
It's more of like
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, people are sending me so many like dog accounts now.
Yeah, you put that on yourself, buddy.
I was trying to find.
Zoe sent me one of this Doug the Pug.
Oh, that's definitely your fault.
Over 4 million followers on Instagram.
What?
Yeah.
What? Like, what does he do?
I don't know. I've never seen Doug the Pug. Let's look up Doug the Pug right now. But so how do they monetize Doug the Pug? And then poor Doug the Pug,
doesn't get any money.
Well, not just he doesn't get any money, but does he, like, let's say Doug the Pug is not in the mood to be cute today. Hmm. You know, then like what happens with Doug the Pug? It's like, Doug, we need to put up a picture. Let's see how often Doug puts up a picture up. It's like once a day, more or less. Oh, Doug the Pug was watching Elf. Doug.
But was he watching Elf, or were they just putting him there and making him watch Elf? What if he doesn't like Elf?
Doug the Pug looks like he made cookies for Santa.
How?
He made cookies for Santa.
He's got paws. Doug the Pug.
I don't like when people try to pretend that their dogs are watching TV. It's like, no, it's just staring at the screen. It's not comprehending anything that's going on.
It's kind of like a baby, right? Like a baby watching TV where they're just like looking at the colors. They don't understand what's happening. It's just there.
Yeah. Guys, Doug the Pug's dressed like the Grinch.
Oh, that's adorable. That's adorable.
Let me see.
Wow, there's a Doug the Pug Foundation.
I need to see the picture. Can you put the picture of him dressed
put the picture
as the Grinch?
Yeah, I gotta see it.
A foundation. He has a .org.
Oh my god.
Look at he runs like a little Grinch. Doug the Pug. All right. I'm following Doug the Pug now.
I mean, how can you not?
Followed. Oh, man.
I'm not following him.
Doug the Pug has more pajamas than I do. Wow, Doug the Pug has like a deal with Wendy's, it looks like.
Wendy's? He's on Frosty, I guess.
Look at all these chicken nuggets and fries at Doug the Pug. Look at his belly. He's so full.
The Stugatz own Doug the Pug? I mean, that is just good business planning by that owner, whoever that is.
Yeah, right.
Oh, classic Doug the Pug. Put a pizza in a blender. A delicious and nutritious breakfast. It's a pizza shake, Doug the Pug.
At the bread category.
Is Doug the Pug's owner anywhere on the Instagram?
Or
does Doug the Pug live by himself and he's posting these? Like, how does it work?
So funny you should ask that, because this is kind of something that I feel somewhat strongly about. I haven't run across Doug the Pug's owners yet on the Instagram, but how do you guys feel about accounts that you follow, like for memes or whatever it is, right? And then all of a sudden, the person who runs the account's like, okay, I'm going to be the star now. Like, I have 500,000 followers on my meme account. It's time for you to know what I'm doing.
That kind of happened, and I feel like he's a listener of our show, and I hope he doesn't get mad at me saying this, but the Jeffrey James guy, the Giraffe James guy, you guys know the guy that ran that account? Laraff James. He kind of just like a few months ago started becoming like a guy giving winners and losers with sports betting. And he went from like drawing LeBron as a giraffe to giving sports predictions. And he would like post these like big receipts for bets. And it was just like an odd shift for him. He's a nice guy. I've talked to him before in DMs, but it's just that's what made me think of that.
Yeah, he follows you. I guess Laraff unfollowed me. I don't know. My one post every like 3 months is too much for him.
So does Doug the Pug live alone, or
I'm not seeing what Doug the Pug's up to again. I'm sorry.
He's paying rent at his own house there.
There's all these animal accounts out there. It got me thinking, are there dog/animal influencers out there?
Like people, Doug the Pug
and all the other people like him.
Like that thing's a legitimate influencer. So that owner's just raking in money from Wendy's because of the dog.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly right.
I don't know. That's just, I don't know if that's, is that, I feel like that's kind of a,
ethically, you don't like
feel
it.
Like that's kind of stupid.
You're using your animal. I just feel like, does Doug the Pug really want to be taking all these pictures with Wendy's? I mean, he wants to be eating the fries. Are you at least giving him a couple fries?
I mean,
probably
think
bad for his diet.
For him, yeah.
Trying to tell me Doug the Pug doesn't want to dress up like a pineapple for a pina colada picture.
I mean, the idea of
chocolate frosting.
He needs a cut though. Like the idea that the owner is 100% profiting off of this, and Doug the Pug just goes and eats his little bowl of dog food while the owner goes out and goes to Prime 112. Like it's, you know, it's not right.
Oh, wow. Look, here he is delivering a UPS package. And then on the same post,
wow, that is adorable.
There he is delivering the mail. Huh? Doug.
Yeah.
Oh, he has a little cat friend, too.
Oh, what?
Oh, meet Doug Exotic, a.k.a. the Tiger King.
Hey, man.
There he is.
Had to.
See, right. Well, guys, if you're interested, just follow @ItsDougThePug, and you can see the pictures of Doug the Pug on your own.